Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to Chia Pets Audio Stories. I'm Mrs. Chia, and today I'm excited to read another fairy story. Today's story is called Izzy, the Ice Cream Fairy. So, find your comfy spot and enjoy. Izzy the Ice Cream Fairy by Tim Bugbird. Once upon a time, in a sunny, sandy land, lived Izzy, Mo, and Mia at a pretty ice cream stand. The fairy friends scooped ice cream from their famous ice cream well to sell in rainbow flavors in a crispy wafer shell. And for a treat, their fairy wands sent showers in all directions of candy, jewels, and chocolate chips to top the iced confections. They saved up every penny to fund their carnival float, and every year for best in show, they won the fairies' vote. Then early one summer, they peered inside their well, expecting flowing ice cream, but there was nothing there left to sell. The well had run completely dry. Why? They had no clue. But being modern fairies, they knew just what to do. Izzy surfed the fairy net for places cold and chilly, with ice cream in abundance, but the results were just too silly. If you said them fast enough, they sounded almost right. But two made Izzy laugh out loud, and one was just a fright. Where can I find ice cream? Tap, tap, tap. Eyes green. No, that's not right. Mice queen. No, that's not right. I scream. No, that's definitely not right. Tap, tap, tap. Ice cream. Yes. Izzy finally found a place with no palms, sea, or sand. It was far away but perfect. She'd discovered Ice Cream Land. Without delay, the fairies took flight to a place of ice cream mountains, with sprinkles falling from the sky and fruit-filled syrup fountains.
"Welcome to our magical land," said Her Majesty the Queen. "It's such a lovely place to live, but there's just too much ice cream. You see, it covers everything, so things are getting lost. I'm sure my bike is somewhere here. Buried in the frost."
Izzy said, "That's funny. Our land is warm and sunny, and since our ice cream well ran dry, we can't make any money. Can we work together? This feels like such good luck."
"Grab a shovel," said the Queen, "and I'll call Rent-a-Truck."
They dug and dug and dug and dug until it was quite clear their ice cream haul would be enough to last at least a year. The journey home was hampered by fog and long dark nights, so Mo and Mia lit their path with lanterns and fairy lights. The trip took so much longer than Izzy thought it would, and as they neared the beach, she cried, "Oh no, this isn't good! The carnival starts today! Whatever will we ride? It's way too late to make our float! Our hands are simply tied!" But fortune had, for Izzy, one last big surprise. All along the road ahead were floats of every size. The fairy's truck joined the line with its beautiful glowing lights. It was just as good as a carnival float, a splendid sparkling sight. The fairies got to work serving ice cream to the crowd. They made it home just in time and never felt so proud. Their float did not win best in show, but Izzy did not mind, for the love and joy that filled the day was a prize of a better kind. Izzy, Mo, and Mia made the perfect fairy team, and now they knew who just to call when they needed more ice cream. The end. Well, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed that awesome story, Izzy the Ice Cream Fairy. It's kind of making me hungry for ice cream now. What's your favorite flavor? And do you put toppings on it?
And do you eat it in a waffle cone? Oh man, I'm so hungry now. Ice cream.
Well, boys and girls, thank you for joining us. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and leave me messages with your requests. I love hearing from you. Until next time, my friends, stay safe and God bless you.